From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. A joint rescue mission by U.S. and Iraqi Kurdish fighters frees about 70 hostages. Officials say the operation in northern Iraq was launched in response to information that the hostages faced imminent mass execution by Islamic State militants. One American serviceman was fatally wounded in the mission. Former U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton was questioned Thursday by a congressional committee investigating the 2012 attack on the U.S. consulate in Benghazi, Libya.
Despite all the previous investigations and all the talk about partisan agendas, I'm here to honor those we lost and to do what I can to aid those who serve us still.
Clinton spoke in measured tones about the deaths of Ambassador Christopher Stevens and three other Americans at the consulate. Student protests show no signs of letting up in South Africa as students march to demand an end to tuition hikes. Anita Powell reports.
That's the sound of 2,000 angry South African university students and supporters who shut down a Johannesburg city block Thursday to demand that the ruling party deliver on its promise of free higher education. The protest comes more than a week after students at Johannesburg's University of the Witwatersrand first rallied against a proposed 10% tuition and fee hike. Protests over university costs have since spread across the country, forcing 14 institutions to temporarily close. Anita Powell, Johannesburg.
U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry voices a cautious measure of optimism that a solution can be found to defuse the current wave of violence in Israel and the West Bank.
We have to stop incitement. We have to stop the violence.
Kerry spoke with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu during a visit to Berlin. This is VOA News.